Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 15th chapter. It's a long story, so if you would like to be seated, you may. Those who can stand, welcome to do that. Now, all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus told them this parable. There was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me." So the father divided his property between them. A few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and traveled to a distant country. And there he squandered his property in dissolute living. When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout that country, so he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into the fields to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough and to spare? But here I am dying of hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.'" So he set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. Then the son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his slaves, "Quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. And put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. And get the fatted calf and kill it. Let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again, was lost and is found." And they began to celebrate. Now, his elder son was in the field. And when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. He called one of the slaves and asked what was going on. The slave replied, "Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has got him back safe and sound." Then the elder brother became angry and refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with him. But he answered his father, "Listen, for all these years I have been working like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you have never even given me a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours comes back, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him." Then the father said to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice, because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found." The Gospel of the Lord. Our story, long known as the prodigal son, these days often now called the reluctant son, referring to the second brother, or even the extravagant father. Where to start? Well, in our story, the younger boy says to his father, "Give me my share. Give me." Well, he did have a right to this property. It has been said that it seems he couldn't wait for his father to die to get it. And our story certainly is about death. at least according to the Father, who mentions it, you notice, at least twice at the return of his Son. So I think there's a connection here. Death and distance. Death and distance. The younger son traveled to a distant country, far, far away, clearly not Jewish environs. Did the younger son just need to get away, perhaps trying to find himself? Whether he wished his father dead or not, he wanted to leave him totally behind, obviously. He gathered everything, his entire being, if you will, and traveled to a distant country. A distant country, distant of the heart, a distant country of the spirit. Now, I've known some children to do that in this very extreme, and I know it to be a deadly feeling for parents. But I also suppose, from my own experience as a younger person, and maybe yours as well, we all felt to a degree, yeah, you got to get away. So when did this become searching for independence and pass into rejection? And then also think about, what about his mother? It's often observed in this Jewish culture that the mother-son relationship is actually the very closest in that society at that time. The younger son appeared determined to be lost, to distance himself, to sever all relationship. So it's one thing to squander property, but to squander relationship as well, particularly with those who love you, with your family. It's deadly. He truly had spent everything. All of life was gone. And at that point, he begins to be in need for physical food, for spiritual food, for human connection. He hired himself out. He has now become commodified, an unknown worker in the fields. No one gave him a thing. Most of all, no one gave him any acknowledgement. No one gave him any life. He was relating to no one. No one cared. He was dead. And he came to himself. Now, some say the younger son never truly repented. And I suppose he would always live under a certain degree of suspicion. As I was talking about this with my confirmation class, I asked Haven and Charlotte if I could relate this, but Haven said, well, if Charlotte took half of our property and left and then came back, well, but wouldn't we all feel that way? Kinda, yeah. But that day, I think he saw the truth of himself, something that does not happen that often. Think about your own lives when a realization comes to mind, comes to heart, when we see, perhaps reluctantly, that we have conspired against ourselves and others, and perhaps against God, that we have distanced ourselves or have distanced others from us. So as we're contemplating and thinking about this story, perhaps now we should get back to those who were hearing the story. First of all, it's dramatic to me that the outcast and lost, words are so important in these stories, were drawing near to Jesus. They wanted to be near him. They wanted to be related. It was a matter of life and death, I think, for them. The outcast and the lost, tax collectors and sinners, were coming near to listen to Jesus. Jesus was drawing the very far off into his realm of care, of grace, of love. But the religious social leaders, what were they doing? They're grumbling. And what does grumbling do but distance oneself from others? And they were distancing themselves from Jesus, in spirit at least. So Jesus' story is meant for all listeners to come to the truth of themselves. That those who were lost and knew that society had placed them at a distance were being welcomed into a relationship of acceptance, of value, of new life by the one who was sent, shall we say, by our Creator in the story, by the Father. And that the grumblers see an opportunity here, they have an opportunity to be welcoming parents, to be healers of social and spiritual breakdown in which they were also lost. But they choose not. And what of us who hear this ancient story once more? As my confirmand said, oh, we've heard this a dozen times, and so we have. But who are we? Are you the child being called and welcomed back home? Are you the parent who has the gift of welcome to offer, the love and care? Are we all those who know the truth of our own society's exclusion and distancing of those in need? And in what ways are we distanced from others and God? In what ways do we participate in this distancing? And is this not also a national phenomenon that we experience, grumbling and distancing? What opportunities exist for us to return, to welcome? If, as St. Paul says, Jesus has become sin for us, then he is the lost child. He is ever the lost one, returning to be received. He is the one who has been distanced, even crucified. He returns offering forgiveness and life. There is to be a feast of celebration. All are invited. Sibling rivalry set aside, all prejudice and discrimination set aside, all reluctance set aside. The lost has been found. You have been found and welcomed. The far off have been drawn near. I've recently heard the interpretation that the father in the story actually had distanced himself from the older son. There was no direct invitation. The son did not get a special party. And perhaps there's a little blame there, but even so, the banquet was there also for him to find restoration and reconciliation, to be united in welcome, in forgiveness, alive together once more and forevermore. And now, one final note. Other than my mentioning of the mom, how distant most women must feel about this story, which then could never have been told about women in that day. Talk about not being invited. In that sense, the story in negative space tells the truth about the history of church and society of distancing self from all women. But all now are invited to the banquet this day. But new stories must be told and heard to underscore the invitation. The heavenly parent, the creator of all, welcoming daughters and sons home. Amen.